National Park. Now, to be completely honest about it, though, three of the best players on the National Park team, two of them anyway, were not played in that game last season down there. So when the teams were full strength head-to-head, National Park did win that meeting last year here by a score of 91-89 in overtime. This basketball team from Hot Springs, Arkansas, has two of the most dynamic players in the country in their starting lineup. Patrick Punch from Houston, Texas, 6'5 point guard. And also, and the on the front line, Dakavian White, who is a 6'8 forward from Odessa, Texas. Two of the better players in the nation. Dakavian White may be, in junior college basketball, the best big guy going at that size, at that premium position at power forward at 6'8". He is really good. Patrick Punch coming into the basketball game tonight averages 12 points a contest. Jabrian Hill averages 16. Dakavian White is their leading scorer. He's averaging 18 a game. And Karen Collins averages 15 points. And they have four players averaging 12 points or better a contest. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies come in on a pretty solid note. We've won three in a row now, and the Grizzlies with the most recently victory over the Southern Arkansas University Tech Rockets in a tough game on Saturday night, 72-68. Grizzlies were led by Carlos Paul. Make that Trayon White, Grant Foster with 19, 14 for Carlos and 12 points for Lionel Kimwemba, who really came through with a terrific game. One thing about the game on Saturday night for the Grizzlies, they got very little scoring off their bench. They got 11 points in that ball game, and the Grizzlies will have to get more points from their bench guys in the ball game tonight. National Park College is a high power team. They scored 94 points a game. We generally average right around 70 a game. So those numbers don't match up real well, but hopefully with some better defense playing at home, that thing will even out and we'll be able to get a win tonight. But it will be hard. National Park College is the opponent, and the Grizzlies and the Nighthawks will be introduced to the crowd coming up here in just a couple of moments. Meanwhile, before we get to that point, let's take a moment here and we will take a break and we'll come back with the tip-off between the Grizzlies and the Nighthawks in just a couple of minutes on Hot Country KDY. And we welcome you back to the West Plains Civic Center. The starters for the Nighthawks being introduced. All five of their starters tonight are from the state of Texas. All five of them. The starting five for the Nighthawks will be Patrick Punch from Houston, Texas, a 6'5 guard. He is really good. One of the best point guards in the country. Taylor Harrell is a 6'11 postman from Huntsville, Texas. Jabrian Hill from Dallas, he's a 5'10 guard. Dakavian White is a 6'8 forward from Odessa, Texas. And Kieran Collins is a 5'10 guard from Dallas, Texas. Now the Grizzlies starters for tonight, they'll line up like this, barring any last-minute changes. Kyle Germany wears zero. He is a 6'2 sophomore from Detroit, Michigan. Carlos Paul is a forward. He is 6'5, a sophomore from Southfield, Michigan. Javian Downey is a 6'3 freshman guard from Toronto, Canada. Trayon Grant Foster, a 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas. He had 19 to lead the way the other night. And Lionel Kimwemba, who has been at least either a co or our Don's Auto Service player of the game the last two games, he is a 6'8 freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. And if it weren't for him the other night in the second half and his efforts, Grizzlies would not have won that game against Southern Arkansas University Tech. The Grizzlies will be in the white tonight with red trim. The Nighthawks wear the dark navy blue with Carolina blue trim and numerals. And we're just about ready to get this basketball game underway at the Civic Center. Decent Tuesday night crowd here to watch tonight. And if you get the chance, come on down. We're just getting started. 40 minutes starts now. Here's the tip controlled by the Nighthawks, Taylor Harrell, a 6'11 kid, and boy, is he a mountain. It makes Lionel Kimwimbo look comparatively shorter. Grizzlies start in the zone. Not a big surprise. Out front. Now over on the left side to the point. They'll get it to Bryant. Now on the right baseline, there's the big guy stepping through. And a step through by Nikavian White is good. He drove the right baseline, stepped across the lane, and put it in. And it's a 2-0 ball game. At the point. Now here's Trayon Grant Foster to the right point now. Straight man-to-man, backdoor cut. Germany inside-out pass, up fake by Carlos all the way in. Kicks it to the corner. Kyle's got a three, and it's around no good. And the ball comes off. Nikavian White has it. He dribbles up the floor, picks it up. And tells the big guy, Taylor Harrell, I'm not throwing the ball to you. Get down there in the post. Grizzlies back to a 1-2-2 zone. Patrick Punch into the big guy, Harrell, to the post. The shot blocked away by Lionel Kimwimbo. Grizzlies come back. Up the floor, ball knocked away again. Picked it up this time by Downey on the side to the corner. Trayon Grant Foster. 18:38 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies trail it 2-0. Kyle Germany on the wing, a screen from Paul. Curls over the top to the left point, now in the left corner. Trayon Grant Foster looks inside. Nothing open, dribbles to the baseline. Gets bucked, far side pass, thrown out of bounds to Javian Downey. Timeout. What we call by the Grizzlies. Timeout on the floor, 18:21. This will probably be a 30-second timeout. And it is a 30-second timeout. 18:21 to play in the first half. It's the Nighthawks 2, the Grizzlies nothing. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. We come back to play. Nikavian White in the low block loses the dribble. Three on two, break the other way. Germany puts it up and good from the left side. Kyle Germany off the turnover. The Grizzlies tie the game at two. It looks like they're playing a 1-2-2 zone, but they're junking it up a little bit. Here's White for three on the left wing. Good. Wow. The 6'8", Nikavian White stepped out and drilled it from 23 feet. And it's a 5-2 ball game. Left point, Kimwimbo. Kyle Germany. Bounce pass, low block. Kimwimbo turns to the middle, up and under, lost it on the way, and a whistle and a foul will be called against the Nighthawks, and that'll be against their big guy, the 6'11", Taylor Harrell. That'll be his first foul, and the first foul of the basketball game for that matter. Lionel Kimwimbo had 12 points on Saturday night. He'll go to the line here, and he'll shoot two. And the first try is good. 17:33 to go in the first half. It's a 5-3 ball game. Nighthawks lead Grizzlies by two. And now by one as Lionel makes them both. A 5-4 ball game. Nighthawks shoot to the bucket to our right. In the low block. They'll get inside, cross-court pass, left wing. Open shot for Patrick Punch for three. No good. Rebounded on the weak side by Trayon Grant Foster. Grizzlies push the pace. Lob alley-oop down low. Kimwimbo inside-out pass on the right wing to Downey. They get it down low. Lionel has a smaller player on him. He kicks it outside to the point. Three ball. Carlos rounds out. No good. Ball is going to be rebounded by the Nighthawks. Nearly took it away. Now it's picked back up again. Back in the front court they come with Anthony Swift. Now in the right corner, open shot for a three, rims off. No good, off the miss by Karen Collins. Rebounded Grizzlies. Carlos up the right side. Trayon Grant Foster behind the back move. Pull up hanger from 13 feet, shot an air ball. It's saved by the Nighthawks, and they'll come back the other way. On the right side, Patrick Punch picked up by Downey. Cut off nicely, now pass down low with a good cut and layup. It's up and good by Tim Kowong. Tim Kowong with his first basket. 7-4 ball game. Grizzlies down low. Here's Carlos Paul up and under. Pump fake. Back out the other way. No good. Rebound high in the air for that is big Taylor Harrell. And he pulls it down. 7-4 ball game. High screen over the top of it. Nikavian White lost the basketball. It's loose on the deck. Picked up finally by Javian Downey. Second turnover. Up the floor. 2-on-2. Germany all the way around the defender. Lays it up and in. Kyle has four early, 7-6 ball game. Outside of probably, for the rest of the season, outside of Indian Hills and Moberly, This will be the best team you see here. Here's Harrell inside. Turns and shoots, no good. Had some contact, no foul. Rebounded by Trayon Grant Foster. Grizzlies come back. Want to play a little faster. Back out it goes to Germany. Now they'll slow down and set it up. Six trailing seven. Grizzlies have the ball. At the left point, Kyle wide open, good. Three ball for Kyle Germany, who has all three field goals. And it's a 9-7 ball game. Grizzlies take the lead. First one of the night at 15 minutes. Down the corner, down low. Harrell cuts in, goes up, travel with the basketball. So the Nighthawks have turned the ball over. Three straight possessions, and the Grizzlies now have a 9-7 lead. Trayon will come out of the ball game, and Kendon Peebles will come in for him. Kendon, the 6'5 sophomore from Hampton, Virginia. Tom Emmerich is in the ball game, 6'5 freshman from Mansfield for the Grizzlies. Kyle Germany staying out there. He's got the hot hand. To the corner, Kyle Germany has it. Looks inside, nothing open. Gets it out, Tom Emmerich. He's open, got to shoot that. He does. The three is going to be short. Rebound comes off, and back the other way comes Jabrian Hill down the lane. He puts up the shot and a whistle, and a foul's going to be called on the Grizzlies. Now it'll be a blocking foul on Javian Downey, and that will result in two shots. Javian Downey with the first personal foul of the night for the Grizzlies. Jabrian Hill from Dallas. He's a 5'10 guard. Hill shoots the first, and it's good. Oh, they did count the basket, so it's a three-point play. So they did count that. So it's a 10-9 ball game. Three-point play for Jabrian Hill. In the paint, kick it outside, ball out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul normally throws the ball in and will in this particular case. Here's the inbound play from Carlos out to the point. Javian Downey with 17 on the shot clock. In the left corner, Kendon Peebles, low block, passed away by Punch. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Grizzlies. They'll play it in from underneath with 13 on the shot clock. Here's the inbound play. We'll lob it out to Carlos, who will make the catch. 10 on the shot clock. Javian Downey with it. Gets a screen, goes right, gets cut off now, down lane all the way. High off the glass, it's good. Javian Downey elevated that time and got the ball over the taller defender and gets lay-in off the right side, off the glass. It's 11-10 Grizzlies. Left side, Patrick Punch to the point. Jabrian Hill on the right side, Nikavian White. Grizzlies in the man, they match up. We'll try to pressure the perimeter. Shot on the left side for a three is no good. Offensive foul is going to be the call, and that's going to be on Big Taylor Harrell. That'll be his second foul. So he'll have to come out of the ball game. And anytime you get him on the bench and make them somewhat smaller, the better. Anthony Swift is in the lineup, back in the lineup for the Nighthawks, and he is from Las Vegas. First player they've had out there, not from Texas. They may not throw him the ball. 11-10 is the score. Grizzlies have it with a one-point lead. Trayon Grant Foster beats his man. Goes up high off the glass, no good as he went down the right side. Swift gets the rebound, and now the ball is slapped away and picked up by the KVN White. White has really trimmed down from last year. He really looks great. Pass low block. Swift with a fadeaway with the right hand. That's short. Rebound. Lionel Kamwemba for the Grizzlies. Up the right side now. Javian Downey. Javian bounce pass in the corner. Trayon has it. Cross court pass. Left point. Kyle Germany to the low block. Back outside. Kendon Peebles. At the point. Kyle's got a three and he missed it. Rebound long over the head of Kendon Peebles. Picked up by the Javian White. White to the right corner. Threw it out of bounds. Turnover number four on the Nighthawks. 13-10 to go in the first half. Gage Pitts will check in for the Grizzlies, and he'll come in for Javian Downey. So the Grizzlies' front line right now is Trayon Grant Foster, Lionel Kamwemba, and Kendon Peebles. In the backcourt, Gage Pitts and Kyle Germany. Double screen high. Kyle goes around it. Back out to the point. Kendon steps into a three at the point. Rounding out. Ball is pulled off. Lionel Kimwimba gets it. Holds it. Lobs it out front to Gage Pitts. Good job by Lionel on the offensive glass. On the left point. Good jab step. Germany steps through. Left hand layup. No good. Two-handed put back is good by Lionel Kimwimba, who followed the shot. He has four. And the Grizzlies are out to a 13-10 lead. This zone, after a pretty good start for National Park, has started to take a toll on them. A step through, Bryant shot left away by Kenton Peebles. Terrific play. Now three on two break the other way, all the way. Three on Grant Foster. He'll be bumped by McKevion White, and that'll be a foul on him, his first. 12-16 to go in the first half. Team foul three on the Nighthawks. Grizzlies have one. And it'll be two shots for Trayon Grant Foster, who led the Grizzlies scoring in the game Saturday night with 19 points. First try is going to be too hard. Up the back iron, no good. Downey back of the ball game for Kyle Germany. Lionel Kimwimba comes out of the lineup. Carlos Ball. Next try is no good. Rimmed off, and the ball pulled down by Anthony Swift. 13-10 ball game. Grizzlies back to that 1-2-2 zone, which shape shifts. He goes from a 1-2-2 to a 1-3-1. Pass on the wing to the baseline. Bryant Hill around, kicks it to the far left corner. Here's an open shot for a three, no good. Rebounded by Swift. He'll go to the rim inside, off the back iron, no good. Tipped up and in. Terrific play on the follow that time. That was Tim Kowang. Tim Kowang now has four. Kowang from Grand Island, Nebraska, 6'8". They've got all kinds of size on this basketball team. Out to the point. Now right side. To the free throw line. Stepping through, right hand layup is good by Trayon Grant Foster. He's got moves like Jagger. It's 15-12. The Grizzlies with 11-10 to go in the first half. McKavia wide out front, free throw line. Hangs, kicks it left quarter. Another open shot for a three, and that's nothing but net. That basket by Sadiq Canty. Now on the side, stepping through Paul to the right corner. Grizzlies with a three in the air, and it's good. Javian Downey. He's got five. They watch. He starts hitting that perimeter shot fairly consistently. That will make the offense much better for the Grizzlies. In the right corner, here's another three. That's no good, but the rebound inside is put back up. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Grizzlies. It will be Nighthawks basketball. Kieran Collins went in for that rebound, got it, and then put it back and got swatted, but the ball was last touched by the Grizzlies, so it'll be National Park basketball. Inbound play. They bounce off the back of a defender, Carlos Paul. Shoot it, miss it. Ball is picked back up by the Nighthawks, though. That's a smart play. I don't know why more people don't do that. McKevion White pulls up, 17-foot, fourth shot, free throw line, no good. Ball was going to be out, picked up by Urji Kunami. Urji in the front court. Javian Downey dribbles the lane, catches it to the left corner. Gage Pitts for a three, no good. Ball off to the weak side to Javian White. Long at the floor, three on one break. Step through, right hand reverse layup is no good. Tipped up and in. That's Patrick Punch. Patrick Punch with a follow. 18-17 Grizzlies by one. 9:45 to go. We'll get a timeout coming up here in just a few moments. As soon as we get a whistle, we'll have a media timeout. Gage drives. Puts up the left-hand shot. No good. Forced that one. And now long up the floor on the break. Right-hand layup high off the board is good by Sadiq Canty. Canty now has seven off the bench. Davian Downey to the front court. Gage pitch. Bounce pass top of the circle. Carlos Paul dribbles in. Looks over, ball slapped away, lost. Grizzlies second turnover. Up the floor they come. step through. Good hustle. Riley Whitaker adjusted the ball game from Kalispell Rock. Stepped in the passing lane and stole it. Right in front of the bucket. Another turnover on Nashville Park. 19-18, Nighthawks lead the Grizzlies. Right side, Urshi Hanami to the low block left side. Swift is on Paul. He should have a little advantage. Up and under with the shot. No good. He got fouled on the play. Carlos is quick around the basket. And the foul is going to be called on Anthony Swift. Media timeout. There it is right there. 8:49 to play in the first half. Grizzlies trail the Nighthawks 19-18. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. Back to it, 19-18, Nighthawks lead the Grizzlies, and Carlos Paul at the line, and the first one for the Grizzlies is good. Carlos Paul has been very steady. He had 14 points in the win on Saturday night over the Rockets, and he makes the first. He'll get one more. And no good. Rebounded by Nikavion White. White at the point, around the screen to the left corner. Lob pass down low on the block. Swift has it. He turns, right-hand baby hook is an air ball. Picked up by Urji Hanami. And while it's stolen back, all the way to the hole, Jabrian Hill high off the board. No good, off the turnover, and Urji gets the rebound. Front court Grizzlies. Downey to the low block. Paul pumps inside, up and around with a right-hand shot. Good. Carlos Paul with 3 points. Grizzlies by two, 21-19. 8-10 to play in the half. Nikavion White at the point. Lob pass to the inside. Punch. Post up. Puts it off the board. No good. Too hard. Rebounded by Kyle Germany. Germany front court left side. Riley's wide open with a three and it's no good. And the ball will come off to Patrick Punch on the weak side for the Nighthawks. Hill in the front court, top of the circle. Little guard gets it back to Nikavion White. Right side punch. Ball fake goes through the lane. Right hand scoop shot, no good. Urji Hanami with a rebound. Quick up the left side. Kyle Germany back out to the point. Carlos, free throw line, left corner. Riley's open again, shoots it again. This time it's good. Riley Whitaker with a three and a timeout on the floor called by the Nighthawks. 7:23 to play in the first half. And we get a 30-second timeout with the score. Grizzlies leading the Nighthawks from National Park College Hot Springs 24-19. We're back in 30 seconds on KDY. We come back just in time to see a power move from a powerful forward. Nikavion White took it down the right side of the key, had some body contact, made the shot off the board, and he got fouled. And Javion Downey just picked up his second foul of the basketball game for the Grizzlies, so he'll go to the bench on his second team foul. But it is a bucket in one now for Nikavion White, who has 7 points. He averages 18 points a ball game. And the free throw try is good. I'd like to see what his mailbox looks like. I bet he gets mail from every state in the union, wanting him to play at the next level. He'll have a couple of years eligibility left. Kyle Germany down the key. Fall away from 13 off the back iron. Won't fall. Rebound White. He's up there above everybody. He'll bring it up on the dribble. Down the key step through shot. Knocked away by Kwemba. Picked up on the baseline. They'll cut off the dribbler. Back out on the wing. Jabrian Hill with a three on the left side. Good. Jabrian Hill has 6. In the left corner, here's another three. That's no good. And the ball will be picked up at the free throw line by Swift. Picked now down the left side to Brian Hill out to the right point. Nikavion White at the point. Swift for a three. No good. Rebound. High in the air to pull that one down with Lionel Kamwimba. 25-24. National Park has retaken the lead here. Trayon Grant Foster spins to the middle all the way, puts it high off the board, no good, but a foul will be called. He'll get to the line and shoot two with 6:05 to go in the half. Patrick Punch will be called for his first personal foul. Team foul 5 on the Nighthawks. Trayon Grant Foster has 2 points tonight. He's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. His first try is good. Kamari Vincent will check in for the Grizzlies now. Kamari is 6'3 freshman from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Riley Whitaker comes out of the ballgame. Riley got 3 shots while he was out there. Here's the next try of way off, and that was an air ball, and that'll be a dead ball, and the ball will go back over to the Nighthawks. 6:04 to go. First half tied at 25. You see where the math works against us. The Nighthawks average 94 points a game. The Grizzlies, they average 70 points a game. So something's got to give one way or the other. Pass down the lane. Here's a shot high off the board, up and good. Davion White puts it in, was begging for a foul. Now the other way. Here's Vincent. Puts up a right-hand runner. No good. Loose basketball picked up by Hill. Hill up the right side, down the middle all the way. Puts it up high off the board and good. Terrific play. A shot with the left hand. Jabrian Hill now has 8. 29-25. Grizzlies with Kyle Germany, Trayon Grant Foster, Gage Pitts, Lionel Kamwimba, and Kamari Vincent. Off his high screen, free throw line. Stepping through. Germany goes up inside, and he got fouled on the floor. And it'll be a holding foul. That foul is going to be on Sadiq Canty. That's his first. Inbound underneath the Grizzlies. Inbound in the right corner. Kyle Germany beats his man. Pull-up baseline jumper is way short. And here come the Nighthawks. We're forcing some shots to a degree here. White down the lane, kicks it to the far right corner. At the right point, step across. Brian Hill with a 3, no good. And the rebound, Kyle Germany chases it down. Lionel Kamwimba got a little tangled up there with Anthony Swift coming up the floor. On the right side, Trayon with it. Off the high screen, dribbles to the point. Crossover, lost it, slapped away, too much dribbling. And the ball, we have a foul called in the backcourt. So, I don't know how many times you see that happen. A player turns the ball over and then is tagged for a foul. This kind of compounds the situation. Lionel comes out of the ball game. Carlos Paul comes back in. And now the Nighthawks come up with 4:40 to go in the first half, 29-25. They have the 4-point lead. Pass inside. Oh, ball deflected away, picked up by the Grizzlies, and Carlos Paul has it. Front court, Trayon all the way down, right hand layup off the glass, and good. Nobody came over and picked him up, so he just took it straight in. And now 5 points for Trayon Grant Foster. He's going to have to play more minutes tonight with the size National Park has. Over on the left side, on the dribble. Here's a pull-up by Canty off the board. Good. Sadiq Canty now has 9 points off the bench. Only Nakavian White has more. He has 10. Gage Fitz from the right point. 31-27, Grizzlies trail by 4. Kamari Benson on the right sideline. Gets it to Grant Foster all the way. Goes up, hangs, shoots, lost the ball on the way. Tipped out of bounds, and it will go back to the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker and Kenan Peebles come in. Kamari Vincent will come out of the lineup. Trayon Grant Foster will come out of the lineup. Inbound the corner quickly. Riley Whitaker pass outside. Back over to Riley in the corner. Sits on the shot clock. Ball knocked away and stolen. Taken away but from Gage Pitts. Fourth turnover on the Grizzlies. Front court, hook pass far side. Davion White with a 3, and it's off the backboard, over the top of the backboard, and out of play. 31-27. I can easily see playing fast how this team scores almost 100 points a game. They've got some firepower. Gage Pitts, low block. Ball is knocked away. Great hustle. Ball saved inbounds by Swift to get it to Hill. All the way down the floor. Right-hand layup off the glass is good. I'm telling you, Jabrian Hill is in attack mode when he takes off down the floor with it. 33-27. Tom Emmerich will check in for the Grizzlies at the next stop. Kyle Germany with a high screen. Curls over the top to the baseline. Carlos has it. Shoots with no rebounders there, but makes it. Carlos falls from the right baseline. That had to go in because nobody was there to get a rebound. 33-29. Navy blue clad Nighthawks with the offense now with white cross court. Now pull-up shot from 12 feet is no good. Ball will roll out and out of bounds. Grizzlies, oh, they're going to dance off the Grizzlies. I sure thought that that was the last touch by the Nighthawks. Evidently not. All right, the Grizzlies five right now. Carlos Ball, Tom Emmerich, Kendon Peebles, Riley Whitaker, and Kyle Germany after the substitutions. 2:22 to go in the half, 33-29. And for some reason, players going to the bench. Evidently, Carlos Ball had maybe a blood issue over here. So if that be the case, we'll have to find Carrie and her box of Band-Aids. They may have blood on the floor, too, if that be the case. Carlos Ball looking at his right elbow. And so we'll get this all fixed and squared away. And remind you that our next ball game will be Friday night. We'll be here at the West Plains Civic Center, and on Friday night, the Grizzlies will play Arkansas State Newport, 7 o'clock start time. And then on Saturday night, we'll play Morton College, also here at the Civic Center. Carrie Elrod has emerged on the far side. Anytime you have blood on the floor, the game has to stop. They have to get disinfected to clean it up. And not only that, then you got to make sure that that spot that they cleaned up is very dry. It doesn't take much moisture on the floor to make something a complete hazard. Carrie's out there with her spray bottle. We can't do anything until Carrie gets done. She gets applause from across the way from the Grizzly volleyball players who are here in attendance. So it looks like we're ready to go again. The Kavion White will throw the ball in for National Park to Bryant Hill, Karen Collins, Patrick Punch. They took Punch out of the lineup. Sadiq Canty and Anthony Swift are the five right now for the Nighthawks. Canty in the ball game. He's from Dallas, Texas. And I've never seen a team start, depending on what state they're from, I've never seen a team start five players from another state, and all those players being from another state. But that's the case with them. They started five from Texas tonight. Carrie's on the prowl looking for more spots on the floor, but evidently things are good to go. So Carlos is out of the game. Tom Emmerich is in. On the right side, here's an open shot for a three, and that's good. Karen Collins is not affected by the delay. He makes a three. 36-29, 7 points. This is the biggest lead for the National Park College Ball Club. The Nighthawks up by seven. High screen left. Germany steps through. Left-hand layup off the glass, and good. Kyle Germany went to the offhand. He has 9 points. I had a friend of mine come up and watch the Grizzlies the other night, and he was so impressed by Kyle Germany. In the right corner, here's another three. Look good by Sadiq Canty. Canty off the bench has 11. 39-31. We're playing zone, so they're going to have chances to shoot the three, and they've been taking advantage of that. Outside, Riley Whitaker at the point. Bounce pass, low block. Lionel Kamwimba turns to the middle to his left. Up and under, high off the board. No good. Rebounded by Bryant Hill. Hill up the middle of the floor. Now down the lane all the way. Right-hand runner off the board. No good. A hole will be the call against the Grizzlies on the foul. Brandon Peebles will be called for the foul. Here's one issue that the Grizzlies have thus far in the basketball game. We're getting no scoring from the bench. 3 points off the bench so far. That was a single bucket by Riley Whitaker. At the point, a catch and shoot for another three. It rims around and goes in. Karen Collins. It's 42-31. An 11-point Nighthawk lead off the screen. Crossover, Jerby spins, goes up for the shot. Lost it, kicked out of bounds by Swift. And right now, our offense seems to consist of spreading the floor and just going 1-on-5 down the middle of the lane. That's probably not going to cut it. Inbound play. Germany on the inbound gets it far corner. Kenan Peebles with a catch. And a whistle and a holding foul will be the call on Nighthawks as he drove through the basket. Kieran Collins with the foul. That'll be his first. 17th foul on the Nighthawks. Kendon Peebles, 6'5", sophomore from Hampton, Virginia, goes to the line, and he's looking for his first point of the night. And the free throw is good. Second try is good. 42-33. Grizzlies back to the zone. Been in the zone since the game began. Into the corner, catch and shoot by Canty. No good. Weak side rebound taken down by Riley Whitaker. Whitaker up the right side to the right corner. Catch and shoot for Kendon for three. No good. And a foul is going to be the call. Who's that going to be on? That's going to be Lionel Kamwimba on the rebound. He picked up a pushing foul there. And that will be the first foul on Lionel. 15th foul on the Grizzlies. Two more, and the Nighthawks shoot free throws, but we only have 33 seconds to go in the first half. 42-33. The Nighthawks have been salty. They're 8-0 on the season. Ranked number 11 in the country in Division II basketball. So when you're ranked in the top 25, the division you play in doesn't really matter that much. It really speaks to how good you are. Bounce pass to Hill, cutting on the baseline, and gets the feed from White. No good. Rebounded by Kenan Peebles. Grizzlies on the run. Kyle Germany will come down. 7 seconds to go. Step in from 17. Carlos with a two. No good. Kamwimba up inside and scores on the putback. And he got fouled with 1.5 seconds to go in the half. It'll be the second foul on number two, Anthony Swift. That was a big basket. Makes it a 7-point game. Urji Hunami comes in for Kyle Germany. Lionel Kamwimba with 6 points in the first half. 2 out of 2 from the line with a chance for the old-fashioned 3-point play here to make it a 6-point game. And it is good. 42-36 and no shot at the horn. That's the end of the first half. Well, the Grizzlies trail by 11. They've cut it down to 6 at the half, 42-36. We'll take a 2-minute break here. Grizzly basketball from the Civic Center on a Tuesday night continues in just 2 minutes on KDY. We'll come back to the Civic Center. It's 42-36. And at the break, the Grizzlies trailing by 6 against the 11th ranked Division II team in the country, the National Park College Nighthawks from Hot Springs, Arkansas. And we'll go over the scoring here in the first half in just a couple of moments. And I was thinking as I looked up at the scoreboard, I thought, you know, it seems like every game we have something like, I don't know, 34, 36 points at the break. And I was going back just to check and see if that was, in fact, the case. And as it turns out, I'm not too far off the mark here. The Grizzlies in previous games have had, and I'm missing one game on this list, but they've had 33, 35, 32, 28, 27, 39, 39, and tonight they have 36 at the break. So the halftime score is 42-36. Game got started on a pretty good note. The Nighthawks jumped out to an early lead, led by as much as 11 in the first half. And right now, and a good final minute there by Lionel Kamwimba. He was very active both ends of the floor, but there at last possession, able to get the offensive rebound, put it in, and give the Grizzlies a little better footing heading into the second half. And right now, down 42-36. Scoring in the first half of the ball game, the Grizzlies led in the first half by Kyle Gerberty, who made the first three field goals. He has 9 points. Lionel Kamwimba has 7. 3 players have 5. Carlos Ball, Javian Downey, and Trayon Grant Foster. 3 points for Riley Whitaker and Kendon Peebles with 2. For the Nighthawks, Patrick Funk has 2 points, 10 for Ja'Bryant Hill. Nakavion White has 10 points at the break. Karen Collins with 6. 2 for Tim Coong. And Sadiq Canty has 11 points at the break. It's a 6-point ball game, and the difference in the ball game so far is bench scoring. National Park College has 11 points off their bench. The Grizzlies have 3. That's 8. And the deficit is 6. It's 42-36. We'll take another 2-minute break and come back to the West Plains Civic Center and Joe Paul Evans Arena in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.